have to make our annual call to Graceland. See if they remember us. Because, you know, we always ask them that trivia question. Mike and I have a very important distinction.
Mm-hmm.
And the people at Graceland love pointing this out to us.
Yes.
That we're the only disc jockeys in the world. I guess hundreds of disc jockeys used to go to Graceland every year.
Absolutely. It was a big pilgrimage.
We are the only disc jockeys in the world who have been banned by Graceland management.
Right.
Because we broadcast from Elvis' gravesite one time.
Mm-hmm.
And we got in a big fight with the security there the year before that.
Right. And they, you know, they stood there and said, "We banish you, Pee-wee Herman."
So then for the longest time, they actually had our names up.
Right.
Like at the front gate there in Graceland. Like if you went to the front desk and said, "Hey, mm-hmm. I'm from the Don and Mike show," they'd say,
"Go away."
You know, no admittance.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to call Graceland now to see if they've still got it in for us.
Right. Even Major Bill's pleas to Cotton Pickett Todd Morgan, right, didn't solve the problem with the security guards at Graceland. Now, they ran a tight ship down there, the security people. They love you. They didn't like the humor of the show. They always took a little offense at it. A very busy day for them at Graceland. Can't imagine why.
Yeah, I can't get a line here to 190.
They were always very, very uptight. And one time at the Elvis Presley Shopping Center, it erupted into a melee.
Yes. The melee in Memphis.
Let me tell you right now, what's your name?
Thanks for calling, Graceland.
Yes, hello. Hi, Graceland. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're doing a live radio show right now, our annual tribute to Elvis.
Yes, sir.
And you're on the air. How's it going in Graceland?
Hold on. Let me ring media to help you so I can grab some more calls. Just a second.
Thank you.
Oh, he starts out good.
Well, normally we don't even make it past the front desk. Maybe they took our names off the list this year.
The statute of limitations has passed.
You could ask for either Jack Sullivan or Todd Morgan.
Pardon me. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Listen, this is the Don and Mike radio show. We're doing a national radio show right now. We're doing our annual tribute to Elvis.
Uh-huh. Great.
And we were wondering, how's it going down there?
It's going pretty good here.
You got lots of people down there?
We do. Mm-hmm. Today, the 16th, pretty much wraps up our Elvis week. It's August 8th through the 16th.
Do you think you could answer an Elvis trivia question for us?
I can try.
Okay. It's a tough one. We don't get many correct answers on this one.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
At the time of his passing, how much did Elvis's colon weigh?
I have no idea.
Well, why don't you just throw out a guess?
I don't know.
It's a valid question. We have an answer.
I don't know.
We have the weight.
I don't know.
We have the weight of it.
I have no idea.
Would you like to ask someone in the Graceland office?
No, there's nobody else available right now.
We got a valuable prize if you take a guess.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Is that true? Do you have another question?
Another question regarding Elvis?
Yeah.
Okay, here's one for you. When Elvis used to mutilate himself so that he could get prescription drugs, he once actually picked a hole in his hand that he would pick at. How big was the hole in his hand?
Okay, I'm sorry. I have another call. I have to go right now.
Okay, but I'll tell you right now, the answers are, the first question, 40 pounds.
That's how much his colon weighed at the time of his death.
Okay.
And the second answer is the size of a quarter. He could actually pass a quarter.
I don't know.
He could pass a quarter through his hand.
Okay, well, you have a good day, okay?
Do you want to answer one more?
Oh, do you have another one?
I was just going to say, what was his favorite food to eat when he was wrapped in a bed sheet? It was peas and mashed potatoes with bits of bacon in there.
In a bowl.
In a bowl. Right.
And remember, he would eat it with his hands.
That's right.
While he was laying on his back watching his TV glasses. Oh, he's the guy.
It always goes that way with Grayson. Always does. I'll tell you, if we weren't on the wall, we're back up now.
And you got one more question. It could be, what was the first thing they did to Elvis when they got his body to Baptist Memorial Hospital? They knocked his teeth out.
Oh, that's a great one.
With a hammer.
To try and clear his windpipe.
Right.
That's a great one.
That's a good one.